podcast is brought to you by DIA, the trusted global neutral forum for healthcare product development professionals. DIA, driving insights to action.
I am Alberto Grignolo, editor of DIA Global Forum. We are here at the DIA Global Annual Meeting in Boston, and my guest today is Demetra Majeras, who is Director of Regulatory Policy and Intelligence for AbbVie. Demetra was a feature panelist in the session today called Navigating the Regulatory Landscape of Drug Device Combination Products. And I appreciate your coming in today and spending a little time with us to tell us, first of all, what were the topics discussed at this session?
Well, thank you for having me. I'm really grateful to be here. We had a very engaging discussion during our session. Bar Werner from FDA kicked off the session and talked a lot about the 21st Century Cures Act, the history of how we got to that point with combination products, and some of the challenges and activities that will be coming out of 21st Century Cures from a jurisdiction perspective, from a post-market perspective, and also from a pre-market perspective as well. Then industry got to provide some perspective on some of the elements coming out of 21st Century Cures as well as PDUFA 6. We talked a lot about clinical bridging and some of the activities associated there for getting your developmental device to the on-market commercial device and what kind of activities needed to happen from a bridging standpoint. We also talked about some of the activities coming out of some of the working groups and industry groups to support that endeavor. We talked a lot about essential performance requirements, which have not yet been defined by FDA, but there are some struggles that industry is seeing. We also talked about human factors and IFUs, instructions for use. FDA is due to issue guidance in that area coming out of PDUFA 6, and industry has been working collaboratively, providing real-world information and examples to FDA in preparation for that guidance. And finally, we touched a little bit on the EU MDR and Article 117 and its impact to combination products. There's still a lot of questions associated with the impact of the MDR to combination products. And we're hoping as industry that through engagements with the trade associations and some white papers and articles addressing those questions, that we'll be able to get those answered.
Did FDA give you any guidance as to when they expect to issue the guidances on IFU, for example, or the other guidances?
Yes, per PDUFA 6, it's mandated that the draft guidance for not only IFUs, but also clinical bridging be issued by September of 2019. And then final guidance is to follow afterwards based on the mandates identified in PDUFA 6.
Were there any other panelists in the session that you would like to cite or refer to?
I've talked about Barr, myself, and then another colleague from Pfizer who actually touched on the essential performance requirements and the EU MDR.
So coming out of this session, what would you say were the two or three key messages?
Collaboration and communication are really important, and all three of us on the panel actually touched on it. Collaboration with industry to make sure that real-world examples and information is provided to FDA in advance of some of these topics so that guidance can be issued that's meaningful, that's clear, and that's useful to both industry and FDA. And FDA also mentioned that they want to hear from industry. They want meaningful interactions, and they're welcoming industry to be able to participate with them collaboratively.
Very interesting. Sounds like the collaboration is desired by both sides and is likely to happen.
Yes, it's happening now and it will continue.
There's reason to be hopeful then.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Any other messages coming out of the session? Any other thoughts you'd like to share?
The other thing that industry touched on was that there's still a lot of questions, especially regarding the MDR. So we're hoping that through some of our interactions that we can get some of those questions answered. And I think finally, one thing that we touched upon is that we know guidance is coming, especially from FDA. So industry collectively needs to take action and respond to that draft guidance, provide information, provide insights so that FDA can issue something that's meaningful for both parties.
You mentioned the MDR, the European Medical Device Regulation. Are there any aspects of that regulation that are different than the realities in the US, for example? So from the standpoint of industry, are there different challenges in Europe and US that would cause industry more headaches?
Well, in Europe, there is really no formal definition of a combination product. So the MDR talks about an integral product, and industry is really struggling with what exactly does that mean? What are the requirements? So things, and the US side seem to be a little more straightforward, but we're hoping to get a little more information from the EU as we move forward through the MDR process.
And any idea when the EU might provide that information?
We understand that there are a lot of delegating acts and implementing acts that are forthcoming, but we have actually no idea when that's going to happen. So we know when implementation is required, so we hope it's coming at enough time for us to react.
And when is implementation required?
In 2020.
So you expect European guidance and additional definitions to be forthcoming before 2020?
That's a fair assessment, and we hope it's much earlier than 2020, so we can implement.
On the positive note, I want to thank you for joining us today, Demetra, and good luck with your work going forward.
Thank you so much.
For DIA Global Forum, I am Alberto Grignolo.
To learn more about this topic, visit us online at diaglobal.org.